Good morning. My name is Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Linda Dorsey Walker, who's co-chair of the Maryland Coalition on Against Violence and Extremism. And you have to correct me there, Linda.
Opposed to.
But co-chair of the Maryland Coalition Opposed to Violence and Extremism. Mm-hmm. And Linda's here today to talk to us about a very, very interesting conference coming up on hate crimes that we all should check out. So Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about COVE?
Yes, COVE is an organization that's been around since 1979. We're now in our 35th year. Uh-huh. Again, COVE stands for the Coalition Opposed to Violence and Extremism. It's a coalition that brings together police forces, people in the academic community, the social services community, and human relations community. And we work on trying to educate people about hate crimes and hate bias.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And so it's been around.
Yes.
I guess, unfortunately, the issues are, if anything, worse than they were.
Well, to some extent, there's been some changes. Uh-huh. If you look at the trend lines, for example, in the area of hate crimes, the largest number of hate crimes still are racially related hate crimes, followed by religious related hate crimes. But if you look at the trend lines nationally, the fastest growing type of hate crimes are ethnically oriented hate crimes because our country is so much more diverse than it used to be. And the other area that's now declining is gender-related hate crimes, thank goodness, because of new awareness about gender and gender orientation.
That's good. That's good. What's your background in working in these?
Well, I've worked for a number of years for the Human Relations Commission in Baltimore County, previously worked there and worked in a number of other capacities dealing with organizations that work closely with the police and other law enforcement agencies dealing with hate and crimes and just education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you've done a wonderful service to the community. I want to thank you for all that you've done over the years in support of better human relations between folks, because it's been quite a bit. You're one of the unsung heroes there, Linda.
Well, thank you. I've put together a number of different fair housing events in the past mm-hmm. that were statewide mm-hmm. events. And for the last 3 years, I've worked on these statewide hate crimes conferences.
Yeah, well, it's much needed. First of all, could you tell us something about the conference? Who, what, where, when, how?
Oh, definitely. The conference that we have this year, the 2014 Hate Crimes Summit, is coming up on Tuesday, May 6th. And mm-hmm. it's going to be held once again this year at Towson University at the West Village Commons Conference Center. And we're specifically going to be on the fourth floor. The conference costs $35, so we have a very low-cost conference, but it includes two meals and materials and other goodies.
Wow.
And
that's a pretty
last,
good deal for $35.
Last year, we had over 300 people attend the conference from every jurisdiction in Maryland, including some surrounding states.
Wow.
But let me tell you a little bit about this year's conference.
Please.
This year's conference is going to be entitled Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide, Mass Violence in Public Places. Mm. Yeah, we're going to be looking at the growing problem of mass violence taking place in school settings, on campuses, in large venues like malls and cinemas, workplace violence, and importantly, faith-based places as well. Many of these places, which we use without thinking, are soft targets for mass violence.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
And of course, recently, unfortunately, There was a major incident that occurred at the Columbia Mall that heightened a lot of people's awareness and sensitivity to this particular subject matter, even though we had already actually started planning this conference well in advance of that particular incident.
Yeah, it's a shame to have to see these things get worse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons that we're going to take a multi-prong approach at this particular summit. We're going to be looking at mass violence from the mental health perspective. What feeds into those individuals who are likely perpetrators of mass violence? How can the community and parents, family members become more aware? So we're inviting civilians, not just law enforcement officers and other first responders, to participate in this, because we all need to keep our eyes and ears open and know what the signs are. In addition to looking at it from the mental health side, we're also going to be looking at it from the law enforcement side. How do first responders prepare, prevent, respond to, mitigate, practice staging and drills for these kinds of mass events, and in a way such that it protects more of us or all of us? On the civilian side, on the public safety side, we're going to be doing a workshop on ways in which members of the public can protect themselves when they're confronted with an active shooter engagement. When an incident is going on and you find yourself suddenly in the midst of it, what are the best practices that are advised by the subject matter experts? Boy, what do they tell you to do?
That's something that's some knowledge that we all need to have, unfortunately.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're going to look at it on the prosecutorial side. How do you, after you've survived these incidents, become a strong witness to make sure that the perpetrators are put away? So again, we're going to look at it from the school side, churches, synagogues, mosques, places of business. We're encouraging business owners. We're encouraging faith community members, police community relations council members, neighborhood watch members, other interested individuals who work with schools and just large groups to come out and get the base of knowledge and take it back to their communities throughout Maryland. But of course, as always, the largest number of people we have attending our events are first responders. This year, we expect to have large numbers, not only of sworn police officers, but firefighters, because they certainly are involved in mass violence, and also sheriff's office staff. We really expect to have a good showing from the sheriff's community as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in other words, if you go to this conference, you better be on your toes.
Well, you know, it's a relaxed environment.
Yeah, it is. I've been to a couple.
From 8 o'clock in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. So it's a full day event. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's when we're serving you breakfast.
Yeah.
And the program itself starts at 9 o'clock. And right around noon, that's when we serve you lunch. So you're getting a lot for your $35.
Yeah, and especially because I've been to a couple of these conferences in the past, and you get the experts in the field.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, who's coming?
We have so many different people who are coming. We have Chief Jim Johnson from the Baltimore County Police who's coming, Kate Fernholt from the National Alliance on Mental Health. We have Dr. John Leaf from Johns Hopkins. We have John Maloney from Montgomery County, Office of the State's Attorney. We have Captain Robert Howarth, who is from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department. You know, weeks before the Columbia Mall situation, there was a potential even larger mass violence situation that took place in Anne Arundel County, but thanks to the great preparatory work of the Anne Arundel Fire Department, Anne Arundel County Fire Department, that was thwarted.
That's wonderful.
We also have
good for them.
Oh yeah, Deputy Chief Daryl McSwain from Montgomery County Police Department, Steve Shepard from the FBI, Richard Muth from Baltimore County, who's his deep into emergency management experience, Chief Bernard Gertz from Towson University, Zainab Chardri, who is actually from the Islamic community. She's going to talk about preparing safety preparations for faith community. And we just have so many other individuals, Walter Simmons from Howard County Community College, just so many. I'm sure I may have missed some names, but, you know, just from so many different organizations in the mental health field, some of the veterans group that work with individuals who have had PTSD, as well as the chaplain community. We're expecting it all. And so if you want a information-packed day of helpful resources that you can take back to your community, you want to be there.
How can it sounds wonderful. How can someone find out more information?
Okay, you can do a couple of different things. The main thing that we ask you to do is go to the COVE website. Mm-hmm. Our website is www.MD, as in Maryland, COVE, COVE.org. So that's, again, www.mdcove.org. And when you go on to the website, you'll find out that there is a button at the top that links you to the, or gives you information about the upcoming 2014 Hate Crime Summit. Mm-hmm. And on that page, in the middle of the page, you'll see a flyer and you'll see a registration form. So we give you two options. You can either print out the flyer in the registration form and mail it in at the address that's listed, or our preferred way for you to register is to click on the link that will take you to Eventbrite, and you can do an online registration there and pay right there online, and it will send you an immediate confirmation as soon as you do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very convenient. Very convenient. And I know that in the past, there's been free parking in the Towson Center?
Yes, we arranged for parking as well. There is the West Village parking garage that is on campus, very close to the new conference center, which again is the West Village Commons building.
Where is that on the campus?
Well, you know, they now have fully developed the western side of the Towson University campus with brand new dorms, new student union building, and the conference center at the top, on the top two floors. If you haven't been there, the people who came last year to Towson were so impressed by the building and the campus that some of them said, I'm going to get my child to register here.
That's down, so it's not on Cross Campus Drive, it's on the...
No, the address is 424 Emerson Drive. 424 Emerson Drive is the building address for the West Village Commons building.
Uh-huh. And so that would be over in that area towards the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, the west side.
Exactly.
Go west, young university.
Go west and stop by and attend our conference.
That's
and
wonderful.
I will also say that one of the interesting things we did last year was we invited students, and we'd like them to come again this year.
Great. Yes, absolutely. And for more information,
contact us again at mdcove.org, www.mdcove.org. And our email address is cove, C-O-V-E, at Maryland Cove, mdcove.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Linda Dorsey Walker, who's co-chair of the Maryland Coalition Opposed to Violence and Extremism, for being our guest today. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you as always, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.